We are starting right now a deep dive into the border crisis and a big lie that has taken place. Is just one example of the lies that take place and how the media will do anything and everything to make sure we keep an open border. It is a disaster at the border right now. But every single thing that is happening at the border right now is happening on purpose. That's number one. Joe Biden and the Democratic Party want an open border. It is the reason why the moment he was sworn in, they undid every single thing that was protecting our border. And they did it on purpose because they wanted a massive amount of illegal immigrants coming to this country. And they wanted them to come to this country to change this country fundamentally. And they wanted them to come into this country so they could give them amnesty. So then they would vote for them for the rest of their lives. It was a power grab. They needed to bring in new voters. And what better way to do it than bring in millions of illegals and then you give them amnesty? They're going to vote for you forever. Give them free food, free housing, free education. You give them money, you give them health care. That's what we're doing every day. They'll vote for you forever. The lie this week was a lie that's supposed to make you ashamed of America. A lie this week that is people will pay for what happened, except what they're claiming happened never happened. Let me just give you an example of what the president of the United States of America said, right? This was teed up perfectly by the White House, teed up by the media perfectly. Biden on the lie that Border Patrol agents were using whips on illegal immigrants at the border. They were whipping illegal immigrants on horseback, right? Automatically racist. That's the line we go with. This is racist. Is it racist if it happened? We could have that discussion. The problem is it didn't happen. So how can you claim something's racist when it literally didn't happen? If you ask the media, though, oh, it happened. Quote, to see people treated like they did. Horses running over them. People being strapped. It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. That's Joe Biden. His words, demonizing the Border Patrol, based all on a lie. Those people will pay. Those people will pay, Joe Biden said. April Ryan, your race card thrower in chief at the White House press corps, she was angry. She was angry about this crisis at the border. Not that there's a humanitarian crisis. Not that you have people sleeping outside under a bridge night after night. Not about the medical crisis, the COVID-19 crisis at the border. Not about any of that. Not about the people that are becoming dehydrated and the children that are sleeping outside in 100-plus degree heat. She's not angry about that. No, because, see, that doesn't get headlines the way that guys on horses trying to break the border can get headlines if you scream they're racist. April Ryan, not asking a question. This is political theater, folks. She's at the White House this week, and she's helping perpetrate this lie on America. They all accepted in the media's fact that there was Border Patrol agents whipping with leather straps, like slave owners used to do, migrants from Haiti. These Haitians were being treated like slaves, that they were being trampled by horses. None of them were hit. And none of them were trampled. Doesn't matter. We believe it. And now we got to sell it to the American people because this is a good headline.
The asylum process, what does that look like? Reverend Al Sharpton is going to the border tomorrow to see what that looks like, if people are actually being able to get asylum who's here. Also, the
Reverend, yeah, we got Al Sharpton going down there. He's going to fix all of our problems at the border now.
You talked about the condemnation of what the patrol agents were doing with the reins or whip, whatever, with the
reins or whip or whatever. You're supposed to be a damn journalist. Now, April Ryan, I had to deal with her. She is not a journalist. I want to make that clear. Okay. You pay part of her salary. She's NPR. You pay for this type of propaganda that you're hearing right now. Your tax dollars. She also is a commentator at CNN. I had to deal with her there. She was useful for one thing, screaming racism. They hired her because she would scream that Donald Trump is a racist. They hired her because she would scream, Mike Pence is a racist. They hired her so that she would scream, I'm a black woman who's angry and everybody's racist that I want to tell you is racist as long as they're Republican. She hates the Border Patrol agents. That's public enemy number one now, clearly, right? And so they've got these things called reins, but they're really whips. We all know it. Were they using them on the people? No, they weren't. Well, hold on. I need that narrative. I'm sorry. I got to sell that now. That's how you win these PR crises, right? Let's not talk about the actual crisis at the border. Let's not talk about the 30,000 Haitians that come to this country, or the 20,000 that have been released. Let's not talk about the violent criminals that are coming across the border right now. Let's not talk about the human smuggling and the sex trafficking and the abuse of women that's taking place. No, let's talk about the Border Patrol agents who are trying to stop this at the border. Let's call them racist. Let's turn their horse reins, which you have when you ride any horse, let's turn those into whips, and let's turn them, the people on the horses, into slave owners. Let's turn them into Klansmen, because that's exactly what the media has done this past week, all based on a lie on something that never even happened. You think the White House is going to stand up to April Ryan? Of course not. April Ryan's the resident race card thrower. Whatever she says, you accept it.
Or whip, whatever, with the intent to lash, to hurt people, to keep them away from the border. They want to know, is that...
By the way, let's talk about that lie real quick. I have played you 7 seconds of April Ryan, and she's already lied 3 times. She said they were intentionally trying to whip them and hurt them. No one was whipped, not one time, and no one was hurt by anybody on a horse. And the video proves it. But they took one picture. One picture. Now, there was another picture this the same exact moment in time from behind that clearly shows that rein was nowhere close to the individual that Border Patrol agent was trying to grab. Nowhere close to him. Doesn't matter. We got a picture that we think looks like you're about to hit him with a rein of a horse. So now you're a Klansman, you're a racist, and you're beating black people from Haiti.
Practice for the still be in place. Horses and the lashing.
Horses and lashings. Are you going to allow? So we've now moved to the Border Patrol agents are actively lashing black people. They're not even Haitian anymore, right? We've turned this into just an American race war, because this is how you get the actual chaos of the border out of the conversation. The invasion at the border just disappeared because you had April Ryan, who's the useful idiot in the room, whose only job it is to make up crap that didn't happen and scream racism. And the White House does not correct her. So now the Border Patrol agents are Klansmen, and they're lashing people with leather whips. But it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. April Ryan said it at the White House press briefing. Now, you would think that the White House would want to, you know, fix the record here, right? Would want to say, well, hold on, let's be clear. No one was lashed. These are the reins of the horse. These aren't leather whips. Okay, so let's dial that back, April. You think they said that? No.
Kind of issues.
So I just wanted to have clarity on exactly what you were asking about, April. That's it. On the second piece, there is an investigation that is ongoing that the Secretary of Homeland Security has made clear he wants to happen quickly, and he wants the outcome to be done by next week. Once that process is concluded, that will help be a determinant in any policy decisions and personnel decisions, both.
Okay, so just to be clear, we're investigating the Border Patrol for something they didn't do, and they're racist, and we're going to fire them. And mark my word, they're going to get fired or reprimanded or whatever. This is how we're running a country right now. Border Patrol picture, by the way, the guy who took the damn picture, he said it's a lie. They've been misconstrued, and it never happened. You want to know something else that's amazing about this lie at the border? Is everybody involved in the actual moment that took place at the border where they said that they were whipping Haitians on horseback like slave owners is saying it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. Department of Homeland Security Secretary, there was outrage, right? The media said so. So we went in the White House and we had something to tell you. DHS Secretary Mayorkas considers this. Eliminating border horses. I hope that doesn't mean killing them. I don't know if that'd go over very well, Mayorkas. You might have some PETA problems there. He said this is systemic racism.
In these challenges, we, our entire nation, saw horrifying images that do not reflect who we are, who we aspire to be, or the integrity and values of our truly heroic personnel in the Department of Homeland Security.
What did I see that I'm supposed to be offended by? I keep going over this. No one got whipped. No one was trampled. And I saw American heroes trying to secure a border by a large group of Haitians that said to the American people, here's our middle finger and we're coming into your country and you're not going to stop us even with horses. We don't respect your law enforcement. We're not coming in the right way. We're going to invade your country. It is an invasion when 30,000 or 20,000 or 15,000 people break into your country. It is an invasion. I'm still trying to figure out why I'm supposed to be so angry over this. When I saw this, you know what I thought? Well, finally, somebody's doing their damn job at the border. That's what I saw. What I'm angry about, if you want to know why I'm shocked that we are allowing this to happen all day and all night, every day and every night in this country, where 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people can just walk across the border and take away jobs from hard-working Americans and come in and bring crime and everything else with it.
The investigation into what occurred has not yet concluded. We know that those images painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism.
Who wrote that? Who wrote that? You know now that horses are racist. Get ready. Like, there's not going to be a police department 6 months from now in a liberal city that's going to have horse. It's not going to happen. They're not going to have horses anymore because they're racist. Because if you get on a horse and you get a picture with somebody that has a different color skin than the guy on the horse, it's racist. Let's go back to the photographer that took the images at the center of this Border Patrol hoax, because it is a hoax. What did he say about it? I'll tell you exactly what he said. Quote, I never saw agents whipping anyone. The photographer of the images at the center of the Border Patrol hoax said he never saw it happen. That photographer who witnessed the incident where horseback mounted patrol agents attempted to control Haitian migrants crossing the Rio Grande last week said he never saw agents whipping anyone. I wonder if he will be interviewed during the investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. What do you bet? His pictures are used, but they don't interview him because he'll tell the truth. His photographs led to the unfounded fake news claims, right, from many officials, including President Joe Biden, that agents were whipping or strapping or striking the migrants with whips. An exclusive interview with KTSM NBC9 in El Paso. The photographer said he didn't ever see them, the agents, whip anybody. He was swinging at the reins, but I didn't see him actually whip someone with it. No. Wait, hold on. Wait, what happened? I'm so confused here. I thought there was no way that it didn't happen. The media told me it happened. You're the guy who took the picture. You must not know what really happened. You were looking through a lens when you took the picture, through that eye of the camera. So clearly you're not credible, right? You know, you can't be a credible. Well, let's just silence this guy. I'll say it again right now. I want to make this very clear. If this guy doesn't get interviewed by the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm going to guess he isn't, that'll tell you everything you want to know about this hoax. This is just as big as the Russian hoax, right? You got a crisis at the border. How do we get people to stop talking about the crisis? Let's attack the Border Patrol agents and claim they're racist, and America should be ashamed, and we're a bunch of slave owners.
Now back to those photos causing outrage. We're talking about those images depicting Border Patrol agents on horseback. New today, the White House says they are under investigation. This is what we're talking about. These were taken out of Del Rio. The White House even called the images, quote, horrific. Only on 9, we spoke with a photographer of these images who is actually based out of Las Cruces. Now, many people says it appears the Border Patrol are whipping migrants, but the photographer himself says that's actually not the case.
Some of the Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him whip anybody with the thing. He was swinging it. But I didn't see him actually take you know, whip someone with it, you know. So those that's something that can be easily misconstrued when you're looking at the pictures.
As for agents on horseback, Border Patrol has called the use of horses a tool to keep agents safe.
Yeah, I would say definitely it is a tool to keep them safe. When you got 10,000, 20,000 coming across the border illegally, right? That's how you would stay safe. It would give them an upper hand. He said the incident occurred when many Haitian migrants were attempting to run around the horses. He took that infamous photo. Don't worry, the news didn't tell you this part of the interview, but I'm going to read it for you verbatim. And he said, look, I took that photo. And they have, quote, really been misconstrued from the Mexican side of the river. Among those who apparently misconstrued the images is the President of the United States of America. When he said at the press conference on Friday, they got them all ready for a press conference because you get to yell racism, right? To see people treated like they did, horses running them over and people getting strapped, it's outrageous. And I promise you, those people will pay. So what are you going to do? You're going to lock them up? You're going to lock up the Border Patrol agents? Like, how does this work, Mr. President? Or do they just write that for you to say in the teleprompter and you just said it? One day earlier, the White House announced this policy banned the use of Border Patrol horses in the Del Rio sector. We will no longer be using horses in Del Rio, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, because we're angry. Yes, we are angry. We are furious. We are so angry over something that actually never happened. That's how angry we are. Joe Biden, let me just tell you, you know, he's got a question. We got a loaded question from the audience. Yes, we're going to call on you because now we don't have to talk about the actual crisis of the border. We're going to talk about the racists trying to defend the border and how America should be ashamed. And we're going to lock up American citizens at the border. This also distracts us from what's going on in Afghanistan right now, too. This is like the trifecta. Don't have to talk about the economy. Don't have to talk about Afghanistan. And we sure as hell don't have to talk about the border right now because we can claim that there are people being whipped of color down at the border. That's what we can do. We can say, those people at the border, you're going to pay. Not the people crossing the border. The Border Patrol agents, we're going to lock them up.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately...
Notice how the press here tees this up, right? On the campaign trail, right? Let's compare and contrast this to Donald Trump. You said you were going to restore the moral fibers.
Or the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
No one was strapped, and no one was run over by a horse. In fact, no one even fell down. Forget being run over and trampled. No one was run over, and no one was strapped. But this is a narrative, and we figured it out. This is how we get away from our disaster at the border, the disaster of the economy, and Americans still being left behind in Afghanistan.
See people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped. It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
You know what? If you did strap somebody and you did run them over and you trampled them and you smashed in their skulls and you smashed in their torsos and you smashed in their legs, you broke their arms, you broke their ribs, by golly, Joe Biden, I'll stand next to you. But it didn't happen. And we know it didn't happen. We have the video of it. We have the people that took the picture saying it didn't happen. We have multiple camera angles that show that it didn't happen, even if those people are lying. So why are you standing up there indicting America saying everybody's racist down there at the border? And if you try to secure the border, you're a racist too. You're a Klansman. Why are you, you're accusing men and women in uniform who are doing their job to protect the border as actually being racist, saying they were trampling people, running them over, and whipping them. It didn't happen.
What to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Yeah, they'll pay. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to lock up people for something that actually didn't happen? Is that now how we do things? Apparently, screw defund the police. We're going to lock up Border Patrol agents now. We're on to phase two of our plan. Don't take the bait, folks. The guy who took the picture said don't take the bait. The guy who took the picture said it didn't happen. People around him said it didn't happen. Hell, the Haitians aren't even saying it happened. The Haitian government isn't even saying it happened. But Joe Biden said it happened. Joe Biden, you were supposed to make America great. You, Mr. President, were supposed to fix our problems. You were supposed to give us morals again, Mr. President. What happened?
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise?
By the way, what dignity is there to have a bunch of people living under a bridge? What dignity is there in allowing people out into the country illegally where they hide and don't even show up for a court date? What dignity is there in that? What dignity is there in treating these people like political slaves? Like you own them because you're the ones that want to give them amnesty. And so when you give them amnesty, then you want to own them like modern day slaves. What dignity is there in that? Can someone tell me what dignity there is in that? I want to know. I really, really do. I want to know what dignity there is in that. Well, we got to buy votes. We got to bring in new voters. By the millions, we bring them in. Right? By the millions, we bring them in. Now, Joe Biden's angry. You want to know why he's angry? Because someone told him to be angry. Joe Biden didn't come up with this on his own. This is all the grand ruse because they said, Mr. President, we got to get this. We got a bad problem down there with these Haitians. We got all these people sleeping under bridges. We got a totally out of control border, and it's starting to hurt your approval numbers, Mr. President. So we need a diversion. What do we got? Hey, we got some guys on horses down there in a picture. It looks like they may have been whipping somebody, even though it didn't happen. Perfect. We'll call them racists and investigate them. There will be hell to pay, Mr. President. Get angry. We're going to throw you up there on TV. Ready, set, go.
And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
Yeah. Simply not who we are. Let's go back to that. Let's get lectured real quick.
Dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
Simply not who we are. Glad. I mean, let me just tell you, I'm glad we cleared that up, aren't you? Man, I am glad that we cleared that up. I was worried there for a second. Wait, did it happen? No. Did anybody get whipped? No. Hold on. No one got whipped? No. But we're supposed to be outraged? Yes. April Ryan at the White House. She's going all in. How racist of a nation are we? Well, we are very racist. Yes, we are, April Ryan. Border Patrol agents, don't worry. We're gonna rein them in, too.
What our role is and what the president has asked his outreach team, members of his national security team, Homeland Security team to do, is to explain clearly what our policy is and what our policy is not. We could not see it as any more different from the policy of the prior administration, which the president feels, we all feel, was inhumane, immoral, ineffective, not operationally, wasn't.
Tim, I wish they worked this hard to get Americans out of Afghanistan as they are to try to lock up Border Patrol agents for something they didn't do. Can we all agree on that? I mean, if this administration, did you notice all the people involved in this investigation? It is impressive. I really do wish that they would have given this much effort to get actual Americans out of Afghanistan as they are to create, fabricate, organize, and then attack and try to lock up Border Patrol agents for something that actually didn't even happen.
Operationally working, and because of the dysfunction of it, we have led to a very broken system that we're dealing with today. So what he has asked all of us to convey clearly to people who are understandably have questions, are passionate, are concerned, as we are about the images that we have seen, is one, we feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which he has conveyed will happen quickly.
Yeah, we're going to have a quick investigation. We got to keep this in the headlines. God bless these Border Patrol agents. Can you imagine being them, knowing that your government's making up things that you never did to try to destroy and ruin your life? God help us. Don't forget, tell your family and your friends about this podcast. Share this podcast on social media. You'll see that little green arrow, that little share button. You can share it right now and share this with your family and your friends. Again, subscribe to the podcast. It's free to subscribe.